This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. As the number of coronavirus infections and deaths continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to prevent infections. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
In New York, restaurants, bars, and gyms will have to close by 10 p.m. No private gatherings of more than 10 people. In Indiana,
we are in the midst of a second surge.
Governor Eric Holcomb is bringing back some restrictions that limit crowd sizes and extends a mask mandate.
Unfortunately, too many of us and around the country have let our guards down and either assumed we won't get it, or if we do, so be it.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Mayor Paul Ten Haken said no to a mask mandate.
I believe the small uptick in compliance we will see are not worth the community division that this will create.
Violators would have been fined $50. I'm Ed Donahue.
Temperature checks and asking about symptoms might seem like good ways to screen for COVID-19, but a new study suggests they aren't very effective. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It's disappointing news for schools, factories, and prisons, which rely on temperature and symptom screening to detect people infected. The study tested more than 1,800 Marine recruits who were paired with a roommate at the Citadel. They had to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart and had daily virus screenings. Although 16 recruits tested positive, only one had symptoms on arrival. 2 weeks later, 35 tested positive, but only four showed symptoms. The study leader says there were six different clusters of cases, but no indication they were occurring. Another researcher, not involved, says routine testing is needed for younger adults who often show no symptoms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have both marked Veterans Day. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At Arlington National Cemetery, the president was at the Tomb of the Unknowns, saluting in a soaking rain. He did not speak at the annual observance and has not made any remarks in nearly a week while refusing to concede the election to Biden. The president-elect visited the Korean War Memorial in Philadelphia, where he greeted some families. He's been taking a measured tone while forming plans for his administration, looking to lower the national temperature as President Trump refuses to concede. The president today again claimed on Twitter he actually won, raising new and unsupported claims of corruption and dishonesty, and saying the race was stolen from him. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Republicans are assured of at least 50 seats in the next U.S. Senate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Republican Tom Tillis has won re-election to the U.S. Senate in a hard-fought race in North Carolina. Tillis was declared the winner by the Associated Press Wednesday afternoon with a lead of about 94,400 votes over Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham and not enough outstanding votes to make up the difference. Cunningham's campaign imploded in the final month as he admitted to a recent extramarital relationship. Wins by Tillis and Alaska incumbent Dan Sullivan earlier Wednesday assure Republicans of at least 50 seats in the Senate. Control of the Senate will ride on the outcomes of two runoffs in Georgia on January 5th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pope Francis has pledged to rid the Catholic Church of sexual abuse and offered prayers for victims of former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick one day after the Vatican released a detailed report into his sexual misconduct. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Francis concluded his weekly general audience, saying the report into the painful case of the former high-ranking American cardinal had been released the previous day. He then said, "I renew my closeness to victims of any abuse and commitment of the church to eradicate this evil." Francis paused silently for nearly a minute, apparently in prayer. The Vatican report blames a host of bishops, cardinals, and popes for downplaying and dismissing mountains of evidence of McCarrick's misconduct. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials down, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closing in positive territory. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.